Chinenu peoples and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. My name's Keith Black, and as usual on Wednesday mornings, you're going to hear 3 hours of the best in the jazz world between now and 1 o'clock. I hope that you can stay tuned. We have the usual mix of new and not quite so new stuff coming up, and as always, it will be challenging and melodic and not melodic and all that sort of stuff that marks the current jazz scene. Here we are in our last broadcast in November. My goodness, it's the 26th. You know, a month today is Boxing Day. That's sort of frightening, isn't it? But it is the 26th of November, a very pleasant November. And it's interesting when the news comes on from other parts of the country and the ground is all white. And we're fatalistic enough here in Manitoba to know, yeah, we've dodged it, but we're going to get it. It's out there. We're going to get it. But in the meantime, let's enjoy what we don't have, and that's a very pleasant November. And we'll see what happens next. Well, now let me go through briefly what the playlist is going to be today, which is what I usually do, and then go back and do the introductions in more detail. I'm starting off with a track by the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, and it's sort of a legitimate sneak preview from their forthcoming album, and I'll talk about that in a bit. Following that, Australian saxophonist Jeremy Rose, and following that, pianist leader Satoko Fuji and her quartet from their brand new album. Then guitarist Sam Dickinson with a solo album that sounds like there's more than one person on it often, and I'll talk about that again later. I was playing, I don't know what triggered me this week, but something triggered me with respect to the fact that I had not played any reasonable amount of Jaco Pastorius in a long, long time. So I'm going to play a sample of some of Jaco's work as my historical segment today, and that will follow Sam Dickinson. And then following that will be Canadian pianist Kate Wyatt with a very fine new album that I have sampled a bit before called Murmurations, and I'll talk about that again later. And then I'm going to play some a couple more tracks that aren't quite sort of, you know, historical or whatever, but they recognize the work of drummer Jack DeJohnette. I played a tribute to him a week or two ago, and his recent death has saddened the jazz world for sure. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from an album that it really has some neat stuff on it, and I'll talk about that when I get there. Then alto player John O'Gallagher with a very fine album. And following that, whatever time is left, I'm going to end with the duet album of pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith from maybe a year or so ago now, I know, fairly recent. And it's really neat. So there's the overall playlist. Now to get back to the top, as they say, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra is, if you listen regularly, you know that you've heard me say this before, it's just been getting better and better over the years. There's just no question about it. They're a top-notch large ensemble. They have a brand new album coming out in probably not until February, featuring saxophonist Sean Irving, and along with a whole bunch of other saxophonists. I'm not going to go through the whole playlist. It's a lot of the usual suspects, and Richard Gillis is the overall conductor. What they've done is, and this is not an unusual thing to happen, the publicist or the people who are organizing the release give a preview track up for folks to listen to, which is good. It gives you a little bit of a preview, but it also says, hey, that sounds pretty good. I've got to pay attention to when the rest of the album comes out because it's worth thinking about. This album is going to be called Forgotten Stories Suite. And the first forgotten story is the one that they've given away here as the preview album, track. It's called Nightmare, which, although I didn't think about it at the time because I didn't know when I put the program together, it probably is a description of the university that I'm sitting in at the moment. But that's another story. Here is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with Nightmare. We'll be right back. There you go. That starts things off with a bang. That was the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra from their soon-to-be-released album. Not for a couple of months yet, but they have given us the okay to play one track from it to let folks know what's coming. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album for sure. That track was called Nightmare. The album is called Forgotten Stories Suite. And you'll be hearing more of that album as soon as I get to play the rest of it. You may even get to hear that track again because it's sort of cool. My name's Keith Black, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage, Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. So welcome however and whenever you got to listen to this. Well, moving from Winnipeg now to the other side of the world, Australian saxophonist Jeremy Rose has some interesting work. Some of it is very melodic, some of it is not, and he's really interesting music. He has a brand new album, which is called Infinity 2. Now, I haven't heard Infinity 1, but I gather this is the second release. Would make sense, right? And he has with him Novak Manijakovic on keyboards, Tully Ryan on drums, and Ben Carey on modular synthesizer. There you go. That'll tell you that there is electronics involved in this as well as some straight-ahead stuff. And it's a very good album, very fine artist, actually. I'm impressed. Haven't had a lot of previous knowledge of Jeremy Rose, but this is a great way to get acquainted, so to speak. From Infinity 2, here are three tracks from Jeremy Rose. First one is called Resonance. The second one is called Lexicon Quarter. And then Perpetual Motion. Here is Jeremy Rose. Thank you.
Thank you.
saxophonist Jeremy Rose from Australia with his latest album called Infinity 2. Some really nice stuff there. As I mentioned in the outset, I haven't had a lot of awareness of Jeremy Rose until recently, but I like what he does. I like the mood that he sets, and his quartet definitely knows how to play together well. Very neat album there. And moving on now to an artist that, if you listen regularly, you get to hear her a lot here. Partly because it's all great stuff. Secondly, because she is incredibly prolific. She just has got to be the Energizer Bunny of the jazz world. I'm talking about Satoko Fuji, who plays piano, leads small groups, large groups, everything in between, has solo albums, and any number of small ensembles that she pulls together, and is endlessly creative. It's really interesting. She has a brand new CD out that reunites what is defined as an avant jazz rock quartet, offering a wild ride. This is, it's called Burning Wick, is the album name. And it actually came out, I don't know, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. It's brand new anyhow. She has with her a quartet with trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, who is her life partner as well as a very frequent professional colleague there. Bassist Hayakawa Takaharu, and drummer Tatsuko Yoshida. And they originally got together a couple of decades ago, and I gather have not really recorded too extensively, but they get together every now and then, and they are reunited here with the CD called Burning Wick. I'm going to play one track. It goes about 12 minutes, so it's a very interesting album. Satoko Fuji I'd love to talk to her someday because she is clearly just driven, if you will, into so many ways of expressing her music that it's really quite remarkable. So here is the track from Burning Wick. It's called Solar Orbit. Here is the Satoko Fuji Quartet. Pianist Satoko Fuji and her quartet with a track from their brand new album. Well, I mean brand new. I think it was officially released about 3 or 4 days ago. That track was called Solar Orbit, and the album itself is called Burning Wick. You'll probably hear more of that just because she fascinates me, this woman. She is just so creative. Her work is wildly diverse and always interesting to listen to. Satoko Fuji there. And it's brought us to 10:45 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays with lots of good stuff still to come. I've sampled this album before, and we're back in Canada again now for a while. Guitarist Sam Dickinson has been a mainstay of many groups, in small and large, in Canada, and has come out with a solo album. It started out to be sort of just a solo guitar album, and that's basically exactly what it is. But he has added sort of loops, overdubs, whatever else. It's called Gemini Duets, which is sort of cool. The duets are with him, so to speak. And he really does a fine job here. I've said this before, and I think there's time when you listen to albums and you say, this guy took a risk doing this. This is not sort of easy peasy stuff. He was really laying himself out here, and it's intimate and it's risk taking and it's really good. I'm going to play three tracks from this album. The first one especially is very short. Uncle Gismondi and Chadwell and Dimitri. There's your three tracks from guitarist Sam Dickinson from the Gemini Duets.